Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 77. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoos of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has announced that they have been partnering with the Kansas law enforcement agencies after a year-long nationwide operation called Operation Long Mile that collected near 1.3 million fentanyl pills, powder, firearms, and more that were taken off of streets across the Mid-America region. WIBW reports that the mission that was targeting operatives associated with distributors known to be affiliated with the Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels out of Mexico was a success, as the cartels are potentially responsible for the last mile of the fentanyl and methamphetamine distribution getting to America's streets and with on social media. Over on the operation, law enforcement did collect near 44 million fentanyl pills, 6,500 pounds of fentanyl powder, 91,000 pounds of methamphetamine, more than 8,500 firearms, and $100 million. Law enforcement across Kansas, Missouri, and Southern Illinois were all part of the operation.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A student at Kansas State University in their civil engineering classes has officially been honored for the environmental passion with a prestigious scholarship. As WIBW reports, the announcement came last week as the civil engineer student is one of only 55 students in the entire nation to be honored with the 2023 UDAL Undergraduate Scholarship, awarding $7,000 to Nicholas Sayai from Olathe, Kansas, for their public service and commitment to environmental issues. According to Beth Powers, the director of K-State's Office of Nationally Competitive Scholarships, she released a statement saying, quote, Nick is K-State's 24th UDAL scholar, joining a long tradition of K-Staters who's committed to environmental issues has been recognized by the foundation. Nick's engagement with environmental issues is exemplified by his work on sustainable transportation in the city of Manhattan. I hope that Nick's success helps other K-State students recognize their potential to take action and lead on topics of importance on campus and in society. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Athletic Club, in partnership with the Hope Esperanza and the Lincoln County Community Connections Organization, has announced that they are giving free exercise classes to youth in the community.
These kids need some help and encouragement. They need things to do. Society and life has changed over the years compared to when we were all young. And so it's not to the best, but to more to the negative. And so everybody, if they could just make an effort to help these kids, that's what it's all about.
That was Tommy Vieira on KNOP News Channel 2, where he was presented with an award by Hope Esperanza and the Lincoln County Community Connections, thanking him for his continued classes that he does every year. As he says, he wish he would have had classes like this when he was a child.
I've always had a passion for working with kids. I had my share of troubles growing up, so I just want to be, especially when I have an entity like this and resources like this, to do something, I want to try to use it.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Marysville City Council spent much of Monday night's meeting considering resolutions and processes for getting residents to clean up properties. A part-time code enforcement officer has recently started, and a number of letters were sent to residents noting violations and requesting cleanup. Five resolutions were passed on multiple properties at Monday's meeting, as well as beginning a condemnation proceeding on a house, 205 Calhoun, that's been vacant for some time and has been sold recently. Frustration with lack of attention from property owners and the slow pace of progress in getting cleanups accomplished were shared. City Manager Austin St. John advised of a grant that would fund 80% of another electrical vehicle charging station. The estimate for a two-port fast charger with installation is some $240,000. With an Evergy rebate available, it would leave the city responsible for around $30,000. No action was taken. At a previous meeting, it was noted the current charging station along U.S. 36 in the 600 block is used by perhaps 3 to 4 people per month and is a slow charger provided at no cost to users. Prospect of adding morning swim at the city pool was addressed with a challenge in finding lifeguards, which are required for liability insurance. 9 are currently hired for the summer, which is not enough to allow morning swim. An option of getting someone certified was mentioned if anyone would be interested. Appointments were approved for Dixie Talbot taking the place of Brian Crock and renewing Ross Wright on the library board. A city council workshop is scheduled May 25th at 6 p.m. Marshall County commissioners last week discussed with the sheriff the next steps for jail construction. The board will try to meet with the architect, construction manager at risk, and financial specialist again in the next couple of weeks. After a petition, the option to move forward with a lease purchase that would finance roughly half the cost of a new jail was turned down by voters earlier in April. There's been some discussion recently regarding disposal of a damaged turbine blade recently struck by lightning. Per agreement, no components of the windmill will be accepted at the county landfill. Marshall County Public Works has announced a road closure on 16th Road between Harvest and Indian for bridge repair, with construction to last approximately 6 weeks. Washington County netted just over $20,000 from 20 properties sold at a tax sale in February, which will be applied to the $70,000 in back taxes owed. Nemahal County Commissioners rejected a second request that the county share in repair and assume maintenance of some roads in the Sabetha area and Rock Creek Township, noting they may be open to considering a policy that could be applied across the county. Recent staff terminations have created discussion, and comments were heard from some residents. The county attorney advising he could find nothing in state statute regarding inclusion of staff terminations or hirings in commissioners' minutes. Gage County Board of Supervisors delayed approval last week of a special use permit that would allow development of a 6,250-head swine operation between Pickerel and Adams. They asked additional questions of the applicant and are awaiting results of soil and water testing from the state. The delay could postpone consideration until June or July. Also last week, no action was taken on proposed solar regulations in Gage County. Pottawatomie County is exploring options of two simultaneous bridge projects on Havensville Road in the northern part of the county, with Public Works authorizing to begin design that would help avoid a prolonged closure of the Havensville Road. A planned project would be combined with another bridge structure that was damaged nearby following a car accident last month. The two are both about 90 years old. Construction could start this fall, as the motion to move forward was passed on a 2-1 vote. Local farmers had expressed support for the effort to avoid limited access to fields over a longer period of time. Groundbreaking for a new ambulance facility at Leonardville that would serve northern Riley County was held Monday. The EMS station will accommodate full-time staff and is expected to cost some $799,000 for construction, which is expected to be complete by September. Earlier this spring, it was also announced that EMS headquarters will soon move to a new facility at Manhattan to house other emergency operations. To create the new Riley County Public Safety Headquarters, which will allow an emergency operations center as well. Second half personal property taxes in Kansas are due Wednesday, May 10th, and may be paid at county clerk's offices. In Marshall County, property taxes may also be paid at local banks. Mail-ins with May 10th postmarks are accepted, and a drop box is available at the courthouse in Marysville. Please don't put cash in the drop box and include your name and number with your check. Taxpayers are reminded that in order to avoid delays, please have payment stubs, statements, or receipts. Those eligible for neighborhood revitalization refunds this year must have both real estate and personal property taxes paid by May 10th, or they'll lose eligibility for future refunds. Lawrence W. Bill Barrington, Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned May 20th, 11 a.m., on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. Private interment will follow, with Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Some showers may linger overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These showers do become likely as we head into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And showers will continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Still a slight chance for some showers throughout Friday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And some rain showers possible Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more rain possible throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying cooler on Sunday, a slight chance for some rain showers, cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 74. Record high on this date hit the century mark. The average low, 52. And the record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. We received right at half an inch of rain with mid-afternoon thunderstorms yesterday.
Need to up your game on the grill this year? Start by avoiding some common meat mistakes. A few of our biggest beefs are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. Dancer and actor Fred Astaire was born on this day. Barbecue season is fast approaching, so it's a good time to review some advice for successful grilling. Here's a few mistakes people often make with meat. Don't take meat straight from the fridge to the grill. If it's too cold in the center, the outside is likely to burn before the inside is cooked. Let it warm to near room temperature before cooking. Don't assume meat is done by its appearance. Use a meat thermometer or cut into the center to check for doneness. And finally, let the meat rest before serving. It'll be more tasty and tender if you give it time to reabsorb its juices. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
The Sonic Red Bull Summer Edition slush is back, featuring the taste of Juneberry. It's an icy, refreshing slush mixed with the magic of Red Bull, and it's always half price in the app.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Red Bull Summer Edition Slush.
Sonic.
Not recommended for pregnant women. Each medium Red Bull Slush contains 40 milligrams of caffeine.
Congratulations to the class of 2023 and this year's graduates of Axtell High School. From Axtell and Hometown Lumber, B&D Buildings, Axtell Car Wash, Barry Bussing Construction, and Moonlight Restoration. Commencement Saturday at 11. Axtell graduates include Taylor Brocksterman, Allison Bussing, Evan Bussing, Isaac Detweiler, Montgomery Lindeen, Ariana Lieberger, Lainey Porting, Dre Rottinghouse, and Owen Strothman. A salute to the class of 2023 from Axtell High School, from Moonlight Restoration, Barry Bussing Construction, Axtell Car Wash, B&D Buildings, and Axtell at Hometown Lumber. A salute to the class of 2023 and the graduates of Frankfort High School, from the Frankfort Area News, Bat Tire, Blue Valley Technologies, Soother Feeds, Frankfort Community Care Home, and Parthamer Electric. Commencement exercise is Saturday at noon. And this year's class, Alice Brown, Joy Busman, Don Collins, Cheyenne Corbin, Trevor Harbold, Mariah Hedges, Devin Helmricks, Alexander Hull, Clara Key, Maya Keller, Jaren Parthamer, Max Schell, Kaylee Schroller, Kennedy Seleska, Kylie Schneider, Bastian Vandenhoek, and Skylar Walkstick. Congratulations to the class of 23 of Frankfort High School, from Parthamer Electric, Frankfort Community Care Home, Soother Feeds, Blue Valley Technologies, Matt Tire, and the Frankfort Area News.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. So it was a delayed start last night for the Kansas City Royals due to weather. The start never really happened, though, for the Royals at the plate. The Royals could only manage five hits and score two runs as they lose to the Chicago White Sox 4-2 in Game 2 of a four-game series. Game 3 will happen tonight at Kauffman Stadium. A Kansas City Royals pitcher who was hit in the face by a line drive is out of the hospital. Left-hander Ryan Yarbrough is in concussion protocol after being hit by a 106-mile line drive. The Royals put out a statement saying he will receive follow-ups for the next month. The team placed Yarbrough on the injured reserve list with a head fracture. The NFL is set to release its schedules tomorrow. We may find out about some games as early as this afternoon, especially the games internationally, which the Kansas City Chiefs will play this year. However, last night, Donna Kelce, the mother of Travis and Jason Kelce, did leak that in week two, the Chiefs could play the Eagles at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The Kansas City Chiefs have announced that single game and group tickets for home games will go on sale this Friday, the day after the NFL does release its schedule. Fans can purchase tickets on the Chiefs website beginning at 11 a.m. Season ticket members will have an exclusive online pre-sale starting at 10 a.m. The Special Olympics of Kansas announced their annual summer games are being held at Mays High School in Mays, Kansas on Friday, June 2nd to Sunday, June 4th. The summer games are the largest statewide competition, according to the Special Olympics of Kansas, bringing together more than 1,300 athletes and 300 coaches to compete in cycling, soccer, tennis, and track and field. NBA playoffs from last night. Philly leads the series now 3-2 after getting a 115-103 win over Boston. Former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid and current MVP scored 33 in that game. Denver leads their series 3-2 after getting a 118-102 win over Phoenix. In the NHL, it was Carolina over New Jersey 6-1, Dallas over Seattle 6-3. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
The Nordis Motor Company has a pair of 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickups, an extended cab work truck priced at $50,950, and a Silverado LTZ Z71 package. They're new, and they're ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Grow it in a 6-inch pot, hanging basket, or allow it to climb on a support. The Arrowhead Vine is an easy-care, versatile plant suited to indoor gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The leaves can be solid green or variegated, and the juvenile leaves are shaped like arrowheads, thus the common name. As the plants mature and begin climbing, the leaves become more dissected with three or more lobes. It tolerates low light conditions, but prefers it a bit brighter. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is beginning to dry. Group your arrowhead vine with other plants or place it on a gravel tray to boost the humidity. It is invasive in tropical and subtropical areas where it should only be grown indoors. And keep it out of the reach of pets and children, as eating this plant can cause mouth irritation, drooling, and vomiting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
At the time, it was just speculation. But today, we know that in early 1961, there was a thermonuclear weapon buried somewhere deep in the mud underneath the ground. Brent Tindall's family was farming. The story of how it got there and the effort to recover it is one still fascinating today. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the early morning hours of January 24, 1961, a B-52 carrying two thermonuclear bombs crashed in a farm field near Faro, North Carolina. Brent Tindall's family rented the ground. One of the nuclear bombs had parachuted to the ground and was recovered. The other hit their farm field at 700 miles an hour and was buried deep in the soil. The search was on for the uranium and plutonium core.
They said there was a hole big enough that they had a road on the inside of it to drive the dump trucks down to bring the water out. There was 14 big diesel water pumps that pumped 24 hours a day for months and months and months.
There was speculation of what the military was digging so long and so deep for, but it would be over 50 years before declassified documents revealed what was taking place.
They were trying to get to it, and they could never get to it. It kept sinking.
Lieutenant Jack Revell led the team trying to locate the nuclear material. Brent had a chance to meet him a few years before he passed, when the lieutenant made a visit to the farm where the incident took place.
He said, it's gone. The harmful stuff is out of it.
That may be true, but Brent has another memory that does make him wonder.
The health department used to come at least once a year and check the water in the wells. I've got many pictures of myself pulling water out of the well when I was little, but they always said it was fine.
It was later revealed that each bomb had four safety switches. On one of the bombs, three of the switches had failed. If the fourth had failed, a detonation 250 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima would have obliterated everything for several miles of this spot. There is really nothing to see here today, although as Brent and I walk the field, if you look closely, you can see the clays on top of the soil showing where the hole was filled. It's been over 50 years, but this incident lives on. And that part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside in Faro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try under $2 and $3 craves from Sonic with on-the-go snacks like the Fritos Chili Cheese Jr. Wrap or classics like the Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger. Basically, you crave, you save.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic under $2 and $3 craves.
Mmm, Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
After your spring vegetables are picked, don't leave the soil bare. Plant a cover crop until you're ready to plant fall veggies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cover crops have benefits year-round as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Unlike traditional field crops like corn and soybeans, vegetable growers have the advantage of growing vegetables in different seasons with different maturity dates. This provides the flexibility to incorporate short-duration cover crops throughout the growing season. Ajay Nair is an extension vegetable production specialist at Iowa State University. He says short season cover crops include oilseed radish, yellow mustard, cowpea, and buckwheat. From seeding to flowering, they only take 50 to 60 days.
So let's say a vegetable grower had lettuce in the spring, planted outside in the field around mid-April. That crop will be done by about end of May. So then there's a time period of about 2 months, which is like June and July, before they plant their fall vegetables. So if a grower is growing a spring vegetable and then followed by a fall vegetable, these 2 months in the middle can be utilized to put the short duration cover crop.
Adding cover crops in your rotation will provide specific advantages depending on their physiology, shape, size, and growth habit. This includes weed suppression, soil and water conservation, and holding on to nitrogen.
The cover crop can take up that nitrogen and hold on to it. And so it's kind of a bridge. You prevent the leaching of the nitrogen, and you also get that nitrogen that now can be utilized by the fall crop. And in addition to that, they attract pollinators, they attract beneficial insects.
When it's time to plant the fall crop, he says you can till the cover crop under and then plant the vegetables. Or you can roll it down and use it as a mulch to suppress weeds and do strip till or no-till. And after the fall crop is harvested, plant another cover crop to protect your soil through the winter. Learn more about using short-duration cover crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of the widow's offering. When she had so little, she gave all she could and with a joyful heart. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, the story reminds us that we don't need a lot to give generously. It's about our mindset. There are so many people in need, and we can help them not only through joyful financial giving, but through sharing our time and talents too. It can be helpful to incorporate generosity into your financial strategy so it doesn't fall to the back burner. Each month, you can make sure a portion of your resources goes to your church or an organization you want to help. And even if you aren't in a position to give what you'd consider to be a lot of money, that's okay. Like the widow in the Bible, give with a joyful and grateful spirit. Giving back is contagious. It inspires others and shows people God's love. So remember to live generously, whether that's through your time, your talents, or your treasure.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Sheer Quality Furniture takes this time to say thank you to all the area teachers and staff that work hard to ensure a bright future for all of their students. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Sapp Brothers Petroleum appreciates the skilled and devoted teaching staff at all area public schools. The dedication you have shown to the students is exceptional. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and Creative Thoughts takes this time to express their deepest appreciation to the exceptionally skilled and dedicated teaching staff at Pawnee City Schools. From your friends at Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Part two of three in a series about ag innovation and global food systems. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. I mentioned in yesterday's show that much of the conversation in a recent panel discussion hosted by Kansas State University and the Farm Journal Foundation centered on the relationship between food security and national security. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania was a panelist there.
The American farmer is a force, really, for good, for greatness, not just in this country, but around the world. I'd use a pretty simple definition of American agriculture. It is three words: science, technology, and innovation. And it always has been.
The House Ag Committee has been focused on drafting a new farm bill, which Thompson says can have a major impact on whether farmers are able to innovate.
And it starts with making sure we're providing the best possible tools to our farmers and ranchers here in this country. The most productive. Nobody does it any better anywhere in the world than the American farmer. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens by being intentional and making the right investments with this farm bill.
Thompson even suggested that the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the National Institutes of Health collaborate more to focus on the nutritional element of health care. Tomorrow, comments from a former agricultural U.S. trade ambassador. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, May the 9th. Here's what's making news. Well, you know, it's been a chilly start to spring in the upper Midwest. John Baranek, an ag meteorologist with DTN, says things have finally begun warming up.
We did have a nice warm stretch of weather early April, and I know I saw a lot of folks get out in the field, as long as they weren't covered in snow at that point, get out and start plowing the fields a little bit, doing a little bit of field work. But, I mean, it's been just tough. It's been warm enough to melt all the snow, and it looks like that's gone, but the temperatures have been well below normal here for the second half of April. But now that we're getting into May, things have turned around quite a bit. So we've got above normal temperatures now, and we've had them here for at least the last week. Everything's trending in a positive direction and looks to be continuing that way here through probably the rest of the month.
A large area of soil in the upper Midwest is getting recharged thanks to heavy snowfall.
We did across the eastern Dakotas and most of Minnesota. If you go down into Iowa, they didn't get as much, and they've had some drier conditions kind of at the end of April where they're still dealing with some drought there. And as you get further southwest, it gets worse, and that's where they've really had the drought. But here in the upper Midwest, we're doing okay. There's some dry areas out there, but we've had some showers come through over the last week. Overall, it's not too bad in terms of soil moisture around here. A lot of the drought that's been kind of hanging around or developing in dissipating over the last couple of years still has left subsoil moisture kind of limited across a lot of our areas up here, but we're turning the corner on that as well. We might have to get through this entire season yet until we really recharge the soils here this fall.
The central and southern plains can't shake the drought they've endured for a long time.
They've been deadlocked in it for the last 2 years. They've had some better rainfall here over the last couple of weeks, but they are still just socked into it.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sell. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you. Midwest Kia.
The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
The U.S. industrial hemp industry has taken a big plunge, according to the latest industrial hemp report out from the National Agricultural Statistics Service. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
The USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service has released its second annual National Industrial Hemp Survey. Rocky Mountain Regional Field Office Director Roger Ott says compared to last year, there are big changes in the 2022 report.
There were 28,300 acres of hemp grown in the open with 18,300 acres harvested. By comparison, in 2021, there were 54,100 acres of hemp grown in the open with 33,500 acres harvested. So that's a decrease of 38% in planted acreage and a decrease of 36% in harvested acreage. In 2022, the value of hemp production in open and under protection in the U.S. totaled $238 million, down 71% from 2021. So some big changes in that industry as growers either decided not to continue producing hemp or trying to grow hemp, and changes in the market and demand.
While the report does not provide a reason for the abrupt industry drop-off, Jonathan Miller, General Counsel for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, said in an email blast that the economic opportunity for U.S. farmers continues to decline, with the chief culprit being the Food and Drug Administration's inaction on regulating hemp extracts such as CBD. In January, FDA said that after years of review since hemp and its derivatives like CBD were legalized under the 2018 Farm Bill, it determined there is not a regulatory pathway in place to enact rules allowing the hemp to be marketed as a food item or dietary supplement. The agency said congressional action is needed to develop CBD regulations. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on industrial hemp, log on to agriculture.com.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
KNDY.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier, in for Jeff Aiken as we move through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. We're seeing things kind of mixed all over the place right now. Some slight gains in certain areas, but just not a lot of movement overall as we move through the middle of the week. Starting off with your corn market right now, May corn is in the green by 1¾ cents, sitting at 644 even a bushel. July corn right now is up by 9½ cents at 5¼¼. Over in the wheat markets, a little bit of some green here in the early futures. May KC wheat's up by 25 cents right now at 931½. July KC wheat up by 3¾ cents at 860 even a bushel right now. In the oats market, May's off the board right now, 329 even, with July oats up by a penny at 338¼ cents. Over the soybean market, we're seeing some mostly lower numbers here. They had some green in the early futures a while ago, kind of dipping back and forth right now on that roller coaster. May beans down ¼ cents at 1451½. July soybeans are in the red by 6 pennies at 1408¼. In the meal market, mixed right now, May meal is down $1.40 at 415 even, with the July in the green by $1.30, sitting at 420¾ cents. And the soybean oil for May in the red by 53 cents at 52.19. July's down 72 cents at 52.32 cents. Over in the cotton market, we're seeing July cotton right now down 13 cents, sitting at 80.86. October in the green by 59 cents at 82.18 cents. December's back down 18 cents at 80.83. Real quick, in the livestock market, we're seeing mostly lower numbers here as well today. His live cattle for June is down 70 cents at 163.22. August is down by 12 cents at 161.42. Feeder cattle in the red 22 pennies at 205.70. And the lean hogs for May are in the green slightly by 32 cents at 76.60. Energy market for the day right now, crude oil for June down $1.65 at 72.05. Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard.
Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 350 top-gift pairs in conjunction with their Friday, May the 12th feeder cattle auction. These pairs will start selling after the feeder cattle at approximately 2 p.m. Pair selling will be 120 choice, first and second calf red Angus and black Angus heifers. They'll have March and April AI sire calves by side. There will be 65 reputation black and red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old. They'll have Pelton sired red Angus mid-February through March calves by side. There'll be 120 choice black-white faced cows. They're 7 years to short and solid. They'll have Angus and Charley sired March calves. These pairs will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. If you are in need of cow-calf pairs right here at Grass Time, be sure and attend a special cow sale this Friday, May the 12th at Manhattan Commission Company. For more information, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
K-State Associate in the Agricultural Economics Department, Antonia Broyaka, provides an update on the Black Sea region of Ukraine. She discusses the current state of the land that has previously been used for agriculture in the country.
Unfortunately, 20% of Ukrainian arable land is still under occupation or damaged. 17.4 million hectares of Ukrainian territory are polluted with explosive objects. Only 57,000 hectares of agricultural land was inspected and cleared. 5 million hectares of farmland is still considered mined.
Broyaka reviews reasons the land is currently unable to be used for agriculture production. She also shares her concerns for farmers as they enter their fields to work in them this spring.
With the arrival of spring and the beginning of the agricultural season, the risk of explosion increases since farmers are starting going to the field more often. A significant part of deoccupied areas, even if it would demand, will be still not suitable for agriculture due to the physical damage from explosions, chemicals, petroleum, and heavy metals left in soil. It is necessary from 10 to 30 years to restore the soil fertility and return it to agricultural turnover.
Agriculture in Ukraine is still a top contributor to its nation's economy. The country has seen changes in what products they are importing and exporting, and changes to the countries that they are importing and exporting to and from.
Despite the war, Ukrainian agriculture remained the main driver of national economy. Although we lost some of our position on world ag market, Ukraine is still top 10 in many spheres. Due to the destruction to Ukrainian industries, the share of agricultural export in total export increased for 16%, although the revenue from ag export decreased by $4 billion. The share of ag export to Europe increased from 27.7 to 55.2%. The share of Ukrainian ag export to Middle East underwent minor changes, but to Africa and Asia declined almost twice, and to Southeast Asia for 2.5 times.
That was a Kansas State University Associate in Agricultural Economics, Antonia Broyaka, with an update on agriculture and trade in Ukraine. Find her full webinar update on the Black Sea region of Ukraine by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
KNDY.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.